Cooking with the Smiths is a horror series that involves violence, gore, character death, and other heavy themes. Remember to listen with headphones, and remember, happy cooking! Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to Indulgent Cooking, where today we're going to be making osso buco. Osso buco is a dish from northern Italy, specifically the Lombardy region. You know, home of stunning Milan. Gorgeous, gorgeous Milan isn't the only breathtaking thing to come out of that area. Osso buco, if you've never heard of it before, has been around since the 19th century. And after just one bite, you'll understand exactly why it never went out of style. Savory, tender veal with the delicious seasonings and white wine tomato sauce. It'll really leave you wanting seconds. So, let's get right to it. We're gonna use cross-cut veal shanks for this dish. Now, don't be scared about the bone in the meat. It's completely normal. Osso buco actually means hole in the bone, which was referring to the hole where all the delicious marrow is stored inside the bone. If bones freak you out, don't worry. You just eat around them. And they really won't bother you too much, trust me. Plus, that rich marrow inside will really make it all worth it in the end. Now, as the stove's heating up, and I already added some vegetable oil to the pan, I'm just using some pieces of twine to wrap around the meat so that it stays attached to the bone while it's simmering. That's how tender it's gonna be. And once you're done with that, you're gonna wanna pat that veal dry and season it generously with salt and pepper. Okay, great. Then just a quick dip in some unseasoned all-purpose flour to make sure that the meat gets a nice crust on itself in the pan. There we go. And that's just gonna take about 3 minutes per side, or until it's all golden brown. And make sure that pan you're using is big enough to comfortably fit all of the meat you're using. Because if your pan is too overcrowded, then it could make the meat steam instead of crisping it, which really isn't gonna bring out the flavor that we want. And trust me, when you do bring out that flavor and make this dish right, it is good. My boyfriend goes crazy for this kind of cooking. Could definitely even be a marry me meal, you know? Perfect. And while that's cooking on the other side, you can go ahead and gather up your herbs. Once we each of rosemary and thyme, as fresh as you can get it, we're also gonna chop up our vegetables here. Pretty simple, just onion, carrot, and celery. And the best thing about this dish is, of course, it tastes delicious, but it also looks delicious, you know? It's such a fancy looking dish to anyone who doesn't know how to make it, and anyone who does know how to make it understands how easy and simple it is to whip up. Let's just take out the veal, now that it's all crisp on the outside, and just set it aside. And just throwing these veggies in. Great. You're gonna wanna add some salt at this point to bring out the moisture. And we're just gonna simmer this until the vegetables start to get translucent. In the meantime, we'll add in the tomato paste and stir that in. And now we're gonna grab some white wine. Any dry wine will do. As long as it's white, white wine works perfectly with the delicate flavors of the veal. Red will overpower it completely. And now that the veggies and tomato paste have simmered and been stirred well, we're gonna throw in that brown veal back in, as well as about 1 cup of wine. Perfect. Now we can throw in our herbs and about 2 cups of chicken stock. And let that sit. Bring it to a boil. And that'll only take just a few minutes or so. In the meantime, I want to talk to my audience for a second. I've been making these episodes for about 2 years now, and I never in a million years thought that it would grow in the way that it did. I know that I inspire so many people around the globe and all around the year to make delicious, nurturing recipes for them and their loved ones, and I couldn't be happier with that mark I left on the world. You've really made my dreams come true, all of you. And you mean so much to me. Even when times get rough, I know I have you guys, and I'll always be thankful for that. I've been having some
problems with my boyfriend lately, and honestly, it's been hard, but knowing my fans are out there really makes everything a little better. And hey, once he and I get this whole thing sorted out, maybe he'll agree to be in front of the microphone for an episode. Who knows? Oh, looks like it's boiling. Great. We're gonna lower the heat to a simmer and throw on the lid. And leave it for about 2 hours or so. See you then. 2 hours or so later, and here we are. Once it's done simmering, you're ready to eat. Just top it off with some flat leaf parsley and some sliced lemon peel for the finishing touches. It really can't get any better than this. Mashed potatoes or a lemon risotto is what I'd serve with this dish. And hey, no matter what, make sure you have all of the delicious leftover sauce on your plate. Don't let that stuff go to waste. It's liquid gold. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. And I'll be there next week for more delicious recipes that you can count on. I'll see everyone again soon, and happy cooking! Oh, hello, Detective.
Miss Truno, good evening. I hate to come by this late.
It's no worries. Not at all. I just finished cooking dinner. If you'd like to come in and have something to eat.
Are you not eating with Nathan?
Oh. Nate's at his parents' house, making funeral arrangements.
Yes, of course. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Well, no use crying over what's already done. Especially when dinner's getting cold. Are you sure you don't want to come in?
It'd be nice to come inside while we talk, if you don't mind. I may have to decline dinner, though.
I'll find a way to convince you. Don't worry. Come right inside. Make yourself at home.
It does smell good.
Having second thoughts already? Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll fix you a plate.
Thank you.
Why don't you take a seat?
You sure treat your guests nicely.
And what kind of a woman would I be if I didn't? So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, I mainly wanted to talk to Nathan, but...
I'm sure I could answer any questions for you.
Okay. Well, when's the last time you saw Rosemary Smith?
I'm not sure. Not for a long while.
Do you know if Nathan smoked her at all recently?
I don't know. Probably not.
Well, she's been missing since the 19th. You know this, Marjorie.
Oh. They still haven't found her? Huh. Weird.
Weird?
I would have assumed that they found her by now. She was a nice woman. Not like she had any enemies who'd want to throw in her leg, right? Try a bite. It's good.
I don't mean to be rude, Miss Truno, but I'm a little freaked out by the bones. I don't think I've ever had this dish before.
Asabuco. It's veal. Nothing too fancy. Beef shank. Or cow leg. That's been simmered nice and slow to make it tender.
And you're not supposed to remove the bones when you cook it?
Nope. The marrow makes it nice and rich. Trust me, the bones won't bother you as much as you think.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Damn.
I know, right? That's why I've got my own cooking show.
Oh, really? How's that going for you?
It's great, actually. Doesn't bring in a lot of money, but, you know, brings in enough.
Does Nathan work?
No, he hasn't worked for a little while. This house, these meals, it's all me.
Huh. Well, good on you.
He's a good boyfriend, though. He's sweet to me. He planted me this little herb garden in the backyard so that I could have fresh herbs for my recipes, which is why this veal tastes so good. He's good to me. Let me get you a drink.
No, I really should get going. I'm not supposed to be here, truth be told.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not authorized to be here or ask the questions that I've been asking.
Then why don't we just have dinner as friends? Not as detective and suspect.
You're not a suspect, Marjorie. It's all right. And as much as I'd like to do that and finish what you've cooked, I'm afraid it's really not for the best idea. I can get in a lot of trouble.
Well, in that case, can I get you something to take home? I made too much. I'm not used to cooking for one.
Oh, sure, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Of course. Here you go. No need to return the container. I've got too many to begin with.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime, Detective. I'll tell Nate you stopped by.
Yeah, I can talk to him later. And if you need me for anything in the meantime, let me know.
Will do.
I'll show myself out. Tell Nate I'm sorry for his loss.
Hear that, Nate? He's sorry for your loss.
Why are you here, Marjorie?
Just wanted to see how you were doing.
That's bullshit. What do you really want?
No, really. I wanted to see how prison's been treating you.
What's it look like?
Well, maybe it's not the prison that's been wearing you down. You did kill a man in cold blood, so maybe it's just the guilt from that. Guilt could do a lot to a person, you know?
You gonna try and get revenge? Try to, you know, condone me for my actions?
No. You feel bad enough about it. I can see it in your eyes.
Then why are you here?
Aw. You don't think I care about you?
I don't.
Okay, you got me. Maybe I did want to rub it in your face a little bit. Sue me!
What does that mean?
Oh, if only you knew.
What the hell does that mean?
You don't know half the shit that went down. Half of what I did. What happened to your wife.
My wife? What does that mean?
It's such a shame that you never really found out.
Marjorie, what does that mean? My wife, is she okay? Is she still out there?
No. No, she's not.
What does that mean? What the hell do you know? The hell does that mean?
Look, Maverick, I'm the kind of woman who always makes the best out of a bad situation. There were some complications down the road. And I had to do certain things to protect myself. And I was stuck in the situation where I was tempted, you know? You understand temptation. I mean, how long have you wanted to kill that guy for? It's an itch you need to scratch, you know what I'm saying? So after a while, I just gave in. I stopped trying to avoid it, and I took a leap of faith. And it's wrong. It's disgusting. But I bet you felt that way for a second, didn't you? I bet it's horrible getting inside someone's body like that and feeling the skin break. But hey, the itch was scratched. After all the nausea faded away and blood was all cleaned up, it was just nice. Killed him, and then that urge was gone, and my urge was gone, and I did it again, and again, and that satisfaction tasted so good. Look, I'm rambling. All I mean to say is that we're similar, you and I. We both did what we had to do. The only difference between us is that I got away with it, and maybe I wanted to rub it in your face a little.
If you did anything to hurt my family, then I swear.
Look, I win. So drop it, okay? There's nothing you can do. So try not to think about it, or you'll just drive yourself crazy. Plus, you can try to tell someone what I just told you, but who would believe you? Who would suspect the sweet little housewife? Well, I gotta go and start on dinner. See you around, Maverick. Well, here we are. Thanks for walking me home, Will. You're a real gentleman, you know?
I had a really great time with you tonight.
Yeah, same here. I haven't laughed like that in a long time.
Well, it's easy to make you laugh. I feel like we just...
click?
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense, Mar.
Hey, we're not on Mar level yet.
Just Marjorie for now?
Yeah, just Marjorie.
Well, just Marjorie. You're really special to me. I mean, you're sweet. You're gorgeous. Wow. And I just really like
you. Do you want to fuck?
Yes. Yes, please.
Come inside then.
You sure it's not too soon for you?
Shut up and kiss me.
Ouch. Shit. Not that hard. Shit! What the fuck are you? Marjorie, get off me! Please, what are you? Stop, please! Please, what are you? Please, stop!
This episode of Cooking with the Smiths was written and edited by Ted Hebner. It featured the voices of Alyssa Roldan as Marjorie, Pollock Centers as Detective Braxton, Kit Patterson as Mr. Smith, and Vincent LeGrand as Will. Please follow us on our Instagram @CookingWithTheSmithsPod for updates on the release of Season 2. Until then, happy cooking!